Ruben, where do you live?
San Diego.
San Diego. Is it hot there?
It's actually really hot right now. It's exceptionally hot. Have you been out here?
No. Well, I've been there. I think I was there once, and when I lived in L.A., we went up there. We went through it to go to what's that beach that's real popular right next to the Mexican border.
Oh, there's Pacific Beach, or La Jolla Beach.
No, not La Jolla.
Del Mar.
No, there's one.
Escondido.
I forget what it was called. I did a lot of riding up there.
A lot of riding?
Yeah, you're allowed to ride on the beach. Ride on the beach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I actually have a vendor that actually is really into bikes, and he's actually going through Europe right now. He kind of lets him breathe and kind of let his mind go. I've got everything for...
That sounds like a good idea. Let's do it.
It's not bad. He's an interesting guy. A lot of these vendors, they're very like, the story with a lot of vendors is there's really two ways. Either one, they're a guy, they start running a really good company, but basically a lot of them see too many issues with employees. And so they kind of decide, hey, I'm going to do this business. I'm just going to do it myself. Maybe I'll do it with like one or two other people that work for me, but not work with me, so to speak. And, you know, and then there's another vendor who says, hey, look, they have a different attitude. They say, hey, look, I want to really scale this thing up. And so usually I see vendors either go to huge, huge companies or they kind of stay by themselves. But I don't really actually see any. I don't see anything as better or worse. Some vendors, it really makes sense for them to stay small. Some vendors, and there's guys in my industry the same. Like for me, we're not huge, but I do a massive amount of volume. But there's a lot of guys in my industry that say, "Hey, look, I just want to do this by myself. I don't want to get involved in the corporation politics side of things." So it goes both ways.
It takes a certain attitude to be able to run a company with employees. There is no doubt about it.
I think for me, I have the flexibility where I'm allowed to put everything into my job. I have no kids. I have no pets. I have a nephew, but I really have no responsibilities when it comes that way. But to do my job as like, if you have, like in our side of business, it's very difficult because many people in my side of business, every transaction to them represents the ability to feed their family. And so.
And that's how I look at it.
Yes, and so it's that kind of is for me. I have some luxuries that I guess I have, you know, I don't put that pressure on people, which I think actually helps me. I know it does help me because there's a lot of customers that come to me and they say, hey, someone's breathing down my neck to close this deal. And I said, hey, look, man, you want to fund this deal in a week? Fund in a week. If you want to fund it in a month, fund it in a month. And I think actually people, and especially in when you're talking about funding, they actually appreciate that non-pressure approach. But that's right. An issue into itself. I wanted to go over your approval real quick, some options. I'm going to go from the max term and then work backwards, and then you can kind of give me your feedback. I just want to share some information with you. I'm not trying to beat you up, just kind of the data as I see it. So are you familiar with your credit score right now or no?
No.
Okay. So let's bring this up. So you've got a 583 Vantage score, which is a little below average. We can fund the whole transaction. Here's kind of what my thoughts are. You're looking at, you want to do something as long as possible. So what I can do is I can write this transaction as one payment down. So instead of you putting a lot of money down, I know there's been some overdrafts in the bank accounts. I'm going to do one payment due at signing. I'd like to, price a deal out, which I feel is very competitive because I just want your long-term business. And so we're going to work backwards. If we do this over 5 years, your payment is going to be about $610 a month. If you work backwards, it's going to get a little higher, but obviously you're going to save most. I want to give you what my thought process is and kind of like the best deal and what I would suggest here. And then, you know, you can give me some feedback. So if it was me, I would do a 48-month term here, and here's the reason why. You'd have one payment due at signing sale and a small documentation fee. Your payment's going to be $679 a month. So if you look at it for versus, say, a five-year term, you're going to have about $70 more in a monthly payment, but you're going to save. I can just tell you the difference. So give me a second. So you're going to save about
Hang on a second. I'm driving, so I'm trying to put you on speakerphone.
No, take it on the
radio. Hang on. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not going through, but okay. Okay, so you're telling me a five years will be $610 a month.
Correct. You're looking at $610 a month. And
4 years is what?
I can cut it at $679 a month.
So $679 for 4 years, $610 for 5 years.
Yeah, and then I can also give you the math at 3 years. So if you look at 3 years, you're looking at $829 a month. There's also a provision in these documents that most of these transactions, you don't get a discount if you want to pay off early. With this transaction, you do get a significant discount if you decide to pay off early.
Okay, hang on a second.
And Kevin?
What's 3 years payments?
3 years you're looking at $829. And you'd have 39 repainting payments. So let me just give you an idea of 3 years. So if we assume we fund your transaction like Wednesday, you'd have go ahead.
Ruben, it's the same total amount in the end.
That can't be
3, 4, or 5 years. Yeah.
No, that can't be right. Let's take a look at this. Can't be right. Impossible.
829 times 36.
Okay.
What is that?
All right. 29. So that can't be accurate. 829 times 36
yeah.
is 29,844.
All right. Now do 610 times 48.
Okay. Give me a second. No, your math's wrong. It's not that. So there's numbers are incorrect. No, I think you wrote either misheard me or the numbers were written down incorrectly. If you do it over 48, it's 679. If you do it over 60, it's 610.
Okay. Let's do that again. So if you do it within 48 months, it's $610 a month, right?
48 months?
Yeah.
No, 48 months is $679.
Okay, 48 months is $679.
$679.81 to be exact. I'm using the change. $679.81.
$679.48. Okay, that's almost $32,000. Now, what is the 5 months is 610, or 5 years is 610?
5 years is 610, and 610, 24. All these transactions are written with one payment due at signing. So just to kind of walk you through the numbers, today is the 11th. Let's just assume we pay your vendor on, like, Wednesday, which is the 13th, tomorrow or Wednesday. You get a small prorated period to cover the rest of July, and then August would already be prepaid.
Okay, so now what was the 3 year term per month? 8 what?
829. There should not be the same amount of paying back for any of these terms.
Nope.
They should all.
Nope. The long term was about almost $10,000 more.
Yeah. Correct.
To do it 3 years instead of four. Yeah, that was the 4 years. The 3 years was 29, and the 5 years was 39. So it's definitely worth doing a 3 year. If we can we afford $800 a month, Karen? For 3 years?
I can give you the 2 year pricing if you wish as well, but I just know though that's a heftier payment.
What is it?
2 years you're looking at. 2 years you're looking at $1,175.
2 years is $1,175.
Can I give you my feedback?
Sure.
Okay, so we have a long term relationship, and part of that is just being transparent with customers.
Keep the bullshit to a low level, there, Mr. Goldstein.
not a problem. I'll be ultra transparent.
Okay, good. Like Obama?
No, I'll
you
actually
and Obama get along really well.
Kevin, I'm in California. We get taxed a lot.
Yeah, you do. Oh
yes,
my gosh, you're the most taxed state you're second most taxed. Hawaii's the first, and that's where Obama was apparently born. So see how it works.
Yeah, and you're talking to someone with no kids. So I get smacked around. Believe me. This is my thought process.
Okay.
I think either term works for you. One of the things that's kind of hurting you is when you have these little late payments, they really impact the ability to get financing. Your financing is good, but the other thing is having the banks be at a healthier level is going to help on your next transaction because there's some negative days there. So this is my thought. I think anything that's short term, anything like 2 years, is really, really short term. What I would do is this. I would do a 3 or 4 year term. I'd probably do a 3 year because it's something you're comfortable with. If you move forward with a 3 year term, you'll have a partial payment that will cover the rest of July. August will be prepaid, so you have half or a little more than half a month at $800, so $400 and change to cover the rest of July. And then your second full payment comes out in August. The way these transactions are written is we actually include an early payoff discount. So at any time, if you want to pay off the term, if you're in good standing with us, you can, and there's a discount of 4% per year. Most customers don't pay that off because it's not advantageous to them, but we include that provision. So I would do a 3 or 4 year term.
If we do a 3 year term, we are allowed to pay it off early, and we get a 4% discount.
Per year, correct. And it's included in the contract.
Okay. All right, we'll send us a 3 year contract.
All right. Are you still in the office today, or do you want to take care of this first thing tomorrow morning? What do you prefer?
We're on our way to the office right now, actually.
All right, let me see if I can get it ordered right now for you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. I'll be right back in touch.
All right, thanks, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Bye.